This is Wealth Made Simple with Matthew Klein from Copley Financial Group. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Wealth Made Simple is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Wealth Made Simple.
Hello and welcome to Wealth Made Simple podcast. My name is Matthew Klein with Copley Financial Group. If you'd like more information after the show, please contact us at 1-888-WEALTH-9, or you can reach us on the web at wealthmadesimplepodcast.com. Before we get started, I'd like to introduce my co-host, Tony Shore.
All right. Well, Matthew, first of all, thanks for having me on your show. Love the show name. This is kind of like your maiden voyage with the show here, Wealth Made Simple. That's great. And I know that the main purpose of the show is going to be to educate folks out there. We'll talk about that a bit. But I love your phone number, I have to say. I love that 888-WEALTH-9. That's really good. And for our listeners out there who don't want to type in the letters, that's 888-932-5849. All right. Well, you know what, Matthew? I've had a crazy busy week, but it's been great. Looks like spring might be here. I mean, you know, you've got the Final Four tournament. You've got baseball starting up, and not that it's all about sports, but, you know, hopefully we're headed into spring and summer, right?
Yeah, hopefully. And a pretty mild winter it was for us up here in New York. Not too bad, but definitely looking forward to some sunshine as well.
Yeah, for sure. Now, how have you been? Have you been keeping busy?
Yeah, certainly have. Very, very busy in the office. A lot of referrals. So we've been fielding appointments, making sure everybody feels comfortable during these tumultuous times, to say the least.
Yeah.
A lot of negative headlines.
Yeah, there are. In fact, I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, you've got the banking crisis and the Fed and market volatility. This must be a busy time for you. But I know it just kind of illustrates why you need to work with somebody like yourself, a financial services professional, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to want to give yourself that certainty leading up to or in retirement that I think a financial professional provides for you, especially during these times, knowing that you don't have too much risk in any one area and that you're on track to meet your goals moving forward.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And we're going to talk a little bit about you today, Matthew, because the listeners need to get to know you. You're the host of the show. You're going to be giving financial advice and some financial tips and strategies each week here on the show. How long have you been doing this? Or, you know, what do you do? What are your goals? That type of thing.
Sure. I started down on Wall Street about 13 years ago. I was a proprietary trader and had some good early success. And I eventually ran into something on the internet that really resonated with me, talking about a potential retirement crisis. And it kind of brought me back to being a kid. When I was about 10 years old, one of my favorite people in the whole world was my Uncle Alan. He took me to ball games. We had a great relationship. And unfortunately, he was laid off simultaneously while taking some really big losses in the stock market. Like most people from that era, he had a broker, you know, who was a friend supposedly, and really had him overexposed. And they didn't do any type of retirement planning that we now know is necessary today, the type of stuff that myself and Copley Financial specializes in. Unfortunately, this story doesn't have a good ending. He actually passed away from the stress within about a year. Yeah. But that really stuck with me and kind of gave me the personal drive to get into retirement planning. And I absolutely love it. This is what I'll be doing the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And I'll be doing this co-hosting gig for the rest of my life, too, as long as my voice holds out. Right. That's all I need. That's all I need to worry about. But okay, so that is motivation, and it is kind of, it does illustrate the same thing I think this banking crisis illustrates, and that's don't put all your eggs in one basket. You need to have better asset allocation, not everything in one place. But like you say, I bet you see that a lot. When people first come to you and they haven't worked with you, they may either have all their money in the market or at risk, and or all their money in a bank somewhere, right?
Sure. We see over concentration of assets as one of the main issues when someone walks in the door the first time, either because they are have just left it. You know, they spoke with someone years ago, either with their employer or a previous employer, and really haven't done anything with it recently. Or for whatever reason, they received a tip and they're just overly invested in one area or particular stock in the market. And those are things that have really come back to bite you in the butt, especially with what we're dealing with the banking crisis these days.
Sure. And there are multiple options and things you can do and strategies for your money as far as growth options, safer options. Those aren't your only two choices, a bank or the market, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Much to most people's surprise, things aren't necessarily black and white. It's not just stocks or bonds, safety or risk. There are many, many shades of gray in between, and you're going to want to kind of blend that to find that perfect balance that fits your situation, that will give you the income that you're looking for, reduce your taxes, and ultimately make sure that you don't run out of money.
So I like what you said there. Everybody's situation is different then, right? Is what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. The retirement plan and asset allocation has to be customized to the person and their needs, their goals, their risk tolerance. It's completely customized to what they're trying to achieve. Cookie cutter approach really doesn't help anyone.
Sure. I can see that. So what about the really quick before we move on? I know you have some things you want to talk about today. I wanted to ask you about the current banking crisis. Obviously, we've got high inflation, higher interest rates. And as of this recording, I think the Fed is deciding whether to raise them again. So that's interesting. But I think that people out there wonder, you know, should I be concerned about the banking crisis? What are your thoughts on that?
I think you need to be careful, especially with everything that we're hearing. But I wouldn't be overly alarmed. This is exactly what the intention was by raising rates, was to plummet us into somewhat of a financial difficulty and help us digest all of these extra dollars in circulation since the pandemic, which is really causing all of this inflation. So in a way, it's good news. It's the first step towards an economic recovery. But you really have to know what you're doing and have the experience to allocate your portfolio in a way that's going to make sure that you're ready for retirement, no matter how long away that might be.
Yeah. So the bottom line there seems to be what you're saying. Don't go it alone. You don't need to go it alone. Work with a trusted financial professional who's going to look at the big picture, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you'd be close to crazy to try to go at it alone, especially right in these times. Yeah.
Right. And I'm not going to name names, Matthew Klein, but I know a guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I happen to know a guy who can help you out. And that's what you need. And I know there at Copley Financial Group, you guys, you look at the big picture, you work alongside tax professionals and estate planning attorneys, if that's part of it. And you look at it all. You look at healthcare costs and things. I think that's great. Now, what are some of the things you want to cover each week on the show? Let our listeners know you really wanted to do this weekly show. And I think it's great you're doing this because you have a lot of knowledge to impart. What are some of the goals or some of the topics that you want to touch on each week?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think there's a tremendous amount that we could speak about pertaining to retirement income, reducing your taxes in retirement, like you touched on, estate planning and making sure that your affairs are in order for when that time comes, things of that nature, and making sure that you're capitalizing on all of the little rules and nuances that the government has created. Make sure you're aware of everything that's out there that can help you in retirement.
Sure. And a big one is going to be, I think you mentioned this before the show, we were talking about what's going on out there. But a big thing, a lot of our listeners, I don't know if they think about, but tax breaks or minimizing that tax burden. A lot of people, I used to think once I retire, I'm not going to worry about taxes because I'll hardly have any to pay because I'm no longer working. But that's not quite how it works. I don't work anymore. I don't get that paycheck from my company. So I'm not going to have to worry about taxes or be in a high tax bracket. But that's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, that's certainly not true at all. Uncle Sam is going to want his cut, whether you have earned income in this year or not. And obviously, we know that bills don't go away just because we've stopped working either.
Right.
So one thing I definitely want the listeners to realize is how powerful saving on taxes is. Because if you go out and you earn a dollar, well, what happens to it? Uncle Sam takes his cut and it gets taxed to below that. If you bring your money to financial professionals such as myself and I earn you a dollar in returns, well, that's going to get taxed as well. But if we save you a dollar on taxes, that whole dollar goes in your pocket. So in many ways, it can be one of the best and most beneficial things you can do for your retirement is learn all these tax reducing strategies.
Yeah, there you go. And I know there are tax reducing strategies. I mean, you want to minimize that tax burden. People roll their eyes. Oh, no, they're going to talk about taxes on the show. But I think talking about minimizing taxes, that is exciting. And that's an important topic, especially as we get older or get into retirement. We don't want to be left with a tax burden. Why might somebody have a tax burden in retirement? Probably the money you take out of most retirement accounts is taxable, right?
Sure. Once you remove money from any qualified retirement account, it's going to be earned income in that year, and you're going to have to pay income taxes on it. When you contributed to those accounts, it was tax deductible, and now Uncle Sam is going to take their cut when it leaves that account. So you're still going to be subject to income taxes. And you're going to want to employ as many strategies as you can to try to reduce that burden as much as possible. And there's a wide variety of things that we can do, especially for people over 50. Opens up some extra tax breaks that a lot of people, I think, aren't aware of.
Yeah, so let's talk about a few of those. What are some tax-saving tips for people over 50?
Sure. So the standard deduction for someone who is over the age of 50 when filing for their tax return, as opposed to itemizing, is actually $1,750 larger than if you're deducting for someone who's under the age of 65. And a lot of people are unaware of that. If you're married, you can actually bump up that standard deduction by $1,400.
That's nice.
If one of you, is at least over 65. And
sure,
you can actually bump it up by $2,800 if you're both over the age of 65. And there are other specifics that apply to this. Like if you happen to be legally blind, you or your spouse, you can qualify for larger standard deductions.
Sure. Well, yeah, that standard deduction, I didn't realize it went up when you got older. I'm glad you let us know that. I had no idea. I just thought it was what it was once you were an adult. So that's interesting. And I know that people are a lot of folks listening want to know how to minimize that tax burden in retirement. And you need to know these things, you know, how taxes fit into that overall financial strategy. That's another reason to work closely with yourself. And, you know, you work alongside tax professionals to help your clients. And that's really, really important. What else? What's something else we should know?
Sure. Next, you know, older folks are allowed to earn a little bit more than their younger counterparts when required to submit a tax return. I think you touched on this earlier. Just because you've retired doesn't exclude you from paying taxes, obviously.
Right.
So if you can get away with, you know, falling below a certain threshold, you may not have to file in that year. And the gross income can actually be as much as $14,700 before you'd have to file a tax return for 2022. And again, that's $1,750 more than younger workers. Well, the tax ceiling is $28,700 for couples if both spouses are at least 65, and $27,300 if one of the spouses is at least 65. And the ceiling for younger couples is $25,900. So bear in mind, folks, that below the filing ceiling, you may still want to submit a tax return so that they qualify for various tax credits or potential refund or income tax that was withheld. So just because you don't have to file doesn't mean that you may not want to.
Yeah, that's a great point, Matthew. I think just because they say, oh, if you're below this threshold, you don't have to file a tax return. It's probably still in your best interest to do so because maybe you're still getting some money back, right?
Yeah, I 100% agree. And again, knowing what's best for you is going to take some consulting with a professional, but can be invaluable down the road as you do this year after year.
Sure. So what's something else we should look for, or another tax break for those 50 and older?
Sure. So I'm in New York, but other parts of the country have a lot of state specific things. For instance, I was just made aware of that in Texas. If we use that as an example, state homeowners who are at least 65 are eligible for a $10,000 homestead extension on their school district taxes.
Wow.
And that's in addition to the exemption that's available to all Texas homeowners. So, you know, you're going to want to look into whatever your home state is and really try to unearth whatever specific benefits that they're offering to you.
Yeah. Well, as we get older, especially in the state of New York, it'd be great to get a break on those property taxes, wouldn't it?
Oh, boy, it is. and they're going up every year.
Yeah.
Expensive to start. Yeah.
Yeah. They've went up exponentially the last couple of years, it seems, property taxes. And again, it's probably I don't think you can drop that $7 trillion into the economy, $6 to $7 trillion they did during COVID for COVID relief and not expect to have, you know, the inflation rate they've had and property taxes going up, right?
That's 100% correct. This is all a result of just all this extra money influxed, which creates demand and drives prices up. And, you know, we're kind of dealing with the consequences of that now. But luckily, we've, you know, taken steps to try to curb it. And I think we're just starting to see those results. So hopefully, you know, we're on a path to a better and healthier economy.
Yeah, I hope so as well. So what's something else you wanted to talk about in relationship to tax breaks for those 50 and older?
Sure. So if you or your spouse is at least 65 and you have a lower income, you may be eligible to claim some tax credits that are specific to folks of your age group. And those who qualify may be able to reduce their tax bill by utilizing this credit. So here's how it works, Tony. Your adjusted gross income, you refer to as AGI, must be below $17,500 for an individual, or $25,000 if both you and your spouse are at least 65, and your non-taxable Social Security and pension income both must be below $5,000 for an individual, or $7,500 for a couple to use this credit. Now, the younger folks who are permanently disabled may also be able to qualify for this credit, which range from $3,750 to $7,500.
Excellent. So obviously, taxes stick around even after you're retired. You've made that clear. So you definitely want to find ways to minimize that tax burden. And I know on future shows, we're going to talk about other ways to minimize that tax burden. I know that... is one thing you do for your clients regarding taxes, and this isn't just for those 50 and older, it's for probably everyone listening out there. You said before a lot of these retirement accounts are taxable, but you do have what you call the tax-free bucket, right? Where you try to get some of their money for retirement into some type of tax-free account or vehicle, right?
Yeah. So one thing that I really like for my clients is the Roth IRA, which is going to create this non-taxable bucket, this tax-free income ability for the rest of your life. And we have various strategies on ways to fund this bucket and be smart about it. That's going to save the client income taxes and capital gains taxes.
Yeah.
Deep into their retirement.
So a Roth IRA, explain the difference between a traditional 401k and a traditional IRA. The Roth, you do have to pay taxes on the money now, but once you put it in, it grows tax-free. And so when you take it out, you don't have to pay any taxes on the growth and the interest you've earned or and the principal, right?
Yep, that's 100% correct, Tony.
Wow.
So
that's impressive.
It really is. It's one of the most underutilized retirement tools and can be absolutely invaluable, saving, you know, if not tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes, depending on the client. Once the money is in the Roth account, it's essentially tax-free from life. It can be withdrawn at any time with absolutely no tax consequences. The way that you're going to fund this is there's two different ways. You can contribute money like you do to your regular IRA, and you can also get the increased limit on that for being over the age of 50. But if you haven't been able to contribute to a Roth and you just want to start that now, there are ways that you can fast track that by actually converting money from your regular IRA accounts into the Roth accounts. You're going to have to pay taxes on the given year for the transfer, but if you're smart about this, you're going to save a lot of money down the road.
Yeah, in the long run, I think you could save a lot. I would think you'd be able to save a lot of money because, like right now, taxes are on sale, right? We have the lowest tax rates we've had, almost historically low tax rates right now. So if you do a Roth conversion now and pay the taxes now, later, I think everyone would agree taxes are going to go up in the future, right? I mean, they have to.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty big guarantee regardless of who's calling the shots. Tax brackets right now, historically, as low as they've ever been. And also, when we hit 2026, tax brackets are actually going to revert back, what we call sunset back, to their 2017 levels. Which is obviously higher than right now.
Yeah.
That's if Congress does nothing. That's the way it was set up in the first place. So seems like a guarantee that they'll be going up in 2026. Why not pay the taxes on that money now at a lower bracket and then make it tax-free for life when the brackets go back up? Works beautifully.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I like the sound of the Roth IRA. But again, like you said earlier, everybody's situation is different. And you don't necessarily want to take, you know, what your neighbor did or a buddy at work or your brother-in-law tells you, hey, I did this. Everybody's situation is different. That's why you need to meet with a financial services professional, somebody like yourself. So before we go today, Matthew, why don't you let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you? And you're offering a complimentary, no charge, no obligation consultation. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, we offer a complimentary retirement plan where we're going to go over your goals and your situation, your risk tolerance, your retirement. Let you know what we think might need to be changed with where you're currently at, how you're comparing to our clients, and really show you where we think you should be going down the road. And we're also going to go over all of these tax reducing strategies. Obviously, didn't get a chance to go over all of them today. But the ones that really apply specifically to you and how we can use those to leverage a much more fruitful retirement.
Well, that sounds great. So I know you've set aside a few times in the next few weeks to meet with folks. If our listeners want to set that appointment up or if they just have questions, again, give that phone number and web address so they can get a hold of you.
Sure. That phone number is going to be 888. Wealth 9, and that's 1-888-932-5849, or you can visit us on the web at wealthmadesimplepodcast.com.
All right, that sounds great. Well, Matthew, great show today, and I'm looking forward to doing the show with you each week, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. I know you're going to bring fresh topics and information each and every week, educational financial information. I appreciate it. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Wealth Made Simple with our host, Matthew Klein.
Thank you for joining us for Wealth Made Simple. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Matthew Klein at Copley Financial Group at 888-932-5849 or visit wealthmadesimple.org now. Join us again soon for another episode of Wealth Made Simple.
All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.